Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, as we do each and every Tuesday in this time frame, we look forward to joining the Hill Country Patriot radio station and the Hill Country Patriot show, which is actually the Matt Long Show on Hill Country Patriot Radio. Welcome our Hill Country Patriot fans. Great to be with you and great to be with my good friend Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to have you. Good to be here as always. Glad to hear you're recovered from your trip. You've had a long few days, haven't you?
You know what? I really have. Well, and very quickly, I'll just share. So those that follow me on social media might know, on Friday, we flew from San Antonio up to Chicago O'Hare. And when we landed, I was waiting on the airplane. My son, John, traveled with me this time. And he was waiting just outside of the plane for them to deliver my wheelchair. And they came in and they said, "Sir, we have very bad news for you. We lost your wheelchair. We didn't send it. We don't know where it is right now, but we're looking for it. We're going to find it. Can you get off the plane?" No, can't get off the plane. I'm telling you, that's the worst nightmare for somebody who is bound in a wheelchair to have their wheelchair stolen or misplaced or what have you. That is truly one of the worst things you can experience. Thankfully, there were some very friendly people that were there. It was an incredibly horrific experience. We were there for 5 hours waiting for them to find a rental chair that they could send me with into the hotel with. And then they finally arrived with my chair at 2 o'clock in the morning. But it was quite a traumatic way to start the trip, I've got to tell you. I was there for the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. And man, that was just an incredible event. People who were there talking about things that we can do to improve our health. I got to meet in person. I've had her on my show a bunch of times, and I know you're very familiar with Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the doctor who was interviewed and really is a source of Plandemic. And so I got to visit with her, and we had an interview and just more insights into what's really going on. We went back through understanding why. Here's the thing to understand, folks, that I think may even have been missed by many of us. She discovered in her investigation, Matt, that vaccines had been being contaminated since 1934. So if you're alive today and you have been, taking a vaccine from any time since 1934, any vaccine, I don't care which one it was, a flu shot, the mumps, the measles, what have you. I mean, we've all, right? I know I've had those kinds of vaccines. I'm sure you have too, Matt. Here's the issue. The problem with those is that they all were contaminated with animal viruses. The vaccines were incubated in either a monkey brain or mouse tissue or some animal tissue. And the viruses that linger in animals, we have viruses. We have human viruses that we get. Many of them lay dormant literally our entire lives. They never actually manifest in us. Some do manifest in us, and they create other issues like lupus and fibromyalgia and MS and a variety of autoimmune deficiency diseases. But animals have viruses just like that that may never manifest, or at least we're never going to know about them, except if we've taken vaccines. So why do we have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia and these and cancer? Think about this. When we were younger, Matt, I mean, when I was a teenager, when you were a teenager, cancer was kind of a rare thing. Think about that. Right? If you had somebody in your family that got cancer, that was like, oh my gosh, poor, because so few people seem to ever get cancer. Think about where we are today. Everybody listening right now knows somebody that's either had it and survived, had a tumor. I've had tumors. My wife has had cancer. My mother has had cancer. We just found out Governor DeSantis' wife, and pray for them. She just discovered she has breast cancer. Terrible. But, folks, the manifestations of these things, Dr. Judy talked about, are directly related to the vaccines. And that's why when she did her discovery, they were like, oh my gosh, this is great. We can fix this. And when the pharmaceutical companies discovered it and their attorneys got a hold of it, they realized this was going to put them all out of business, billions of dollars in liabilities. Because here's the other problem. There's lab evidence and documentation that they knew.
That doesn't surprise me. That does not surprise me one bit. And not only that, now that we're seeing that these so-called cures, I don't know if you heard about this new pill that someone has come out with that's supposed to, help treat COVID. I found out this morning that if you take a course of that pill, in other words, you fill that prescription, the cost is $700 for that pill. To treat COVID. This pharmaceutical, was it Eisenhower that warned us about the industrial military complex? I believe it was. Yeah. And now we have very definitely a pharmaceutical industrial complex that is running our lives. And I wish I could say that I trusted that they didn't have anything to do with creating COVID-19 or spreading COVID-19 so that they could provide the cure or the vaccine. I wish I could say that in confidence, but I can't. I just don't trust it anymore. What did you guys at that conference? I think you talked about current treatment for the tongue flu.
We did.
Was there any discussion on that?
We did. We absolutely did. And that was really what a lot of the folks that were there were talking about. That and generally your health in general. I actually interviewed some people. Of course, I interviewed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And you know what? I'm going to do this because this was something that we did on the program there. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joined me, and she actually, folks, had shortness of breath and some other health issues that she'd been dealing with since August, okay, going all the way back to August. And she said that after we prayed this prayer, she no longer had. And I watched it. She had been breathing very shallowly, and she was able to take deep breaths. She sent me a message by email telling me that had continued, and that she said, we need to make this prayer go viral. Because what she said is this, those who have, who had to, for whatever reason, felt as though there was just absolutely no way around it, whether it was for a job or travel or what have you, but that took the inoculation. She said the only one that's going to be able to, you know, to fix that is God. God's the only one who can fix it. Well, many who listen who know me know that I'm involved with Deliverance Ministry with Ken and Sylvia Thornburg and Freedom Encounters, and they were given a prayer to pray over people who may have been impacted by this. And Matt, with your permission, I'd like to share that prayer with your audience and pray that with them right now. If there's people in the audience that took this and are saying, well, okay, fine, you're telling me that, you know, this is going to really mess me up, you know, how do I unwind this? Folks, God's the only one that can do it, and we have a prayer that I'd like to pray for you. Would that be all right, Matt?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. So, Holy Spirit, thank you that your power is present to infuse, execute, and establish everything fully and completely that is prayed for every person listening to this prayer right now, and that will listen to the sound of my voice and of the people that are included. And those are the people collectively and individually that are included to be covered by this prayer. As I speak the words of this prayer, I do so by faith in the authority of the name and the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and the faith of the Son of God, which dwells in me. Let any program changes, hindrances, and blocking mechanisms that have been established to obstruct the language and effectiveness of this prayer be permanently destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, may you be glorified as your miraculous healing and powerful transformation are performed. Let the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God cleanse, sever, remove, and destroy all the following elements, including all backups, replacements, double portions, and original designs, all defects of genes by correcting any mutations, retrieving any deletions, and removing any additions, all abnormal epigenetic tags that promote disease and destruction so that the DNA is reestablished in perfect balance to the golden mean, all imprinting on all genes established by the iniquity and idolatry of generational bloodlines in every abusive word, action, and or person. Let the declared nano-healing prayers be enforced by your life-giving spirit and protected by your heavenly hosts. Let the DNA and RNA proofreading and repair processes that God created be made concise and accurate to maintain the purity of the DNA and RNA that has been cleansed cleansed and healed. Retune the resonance and frequency of the DNA and RNA to its original heavenly resonance and frequency until it is restored in perfect harmony with God's plan and ordained destiny. Let the frequencies of the faith-filled words of this prayer be aligned with the frequencies of the faith of heaven to destroy the ability of each pathogen and spike protein causing infirmity, disease, and death. Father, in your loving kindness, let all of the following elements that were used in the development, manufacturing, and or preservation of all pathogens and vaccinations received be encapsulated in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Plant, fungi, mammal, fish, reptile, bird, insect, microorganism and human components, synthetic and natural mRNA, RNA, and DNA, as well as all nanotechnology, heavy metals, stabilizers, gelatin, antibiotics, adjuvants, carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, salts, acids, bases, culture, media, and other toxins and chemicals. Let changes to any part of the body that were caused by any infection or vaccination be corrected and restored to your original design and function. Let all pathogenic priming and programming of inflammation, autoimmune disease, antibody-dependent enhancement, and cognitive behavioral changes be cleansed from the immune system, mind, and body. Let the neuroplasticity of the nervous system engage in synaptic pruning to remove the neural connections that were damaged. Let the neural nets of all conditioned fear responses to disease and death be disengaged and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let new neural pathways of love, power, and soundness be created in their place until the love of the Prince of Peace rules and reigns once again. Let the layers and additive adverse effects impacting the heart, soul, mind, strength, and body as a result of each vaccination received be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I command the power of all viruses, virus particles, and spike proteins being transmitted from vaccinated people to cease immediately in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Let all adverse effects of transmitted pathogens and spike proteins, especially to the nervous, cardiovascular, hematologic, respiratory, and reproductive systems be arrested. Let the redemptive power of the Holy Spirit be applied until health and wholeness are restored. Let each spike protein be returned to the enemy's counterfeit corona and all of it delivered to the abyss on a crown of thorns. Father, please observe and collapse all quantum superposition entanglements between all persons and groups I'm speaking to and the various purposes, components, and adverse effects of all pathogens and vaccinations. Let these entanglements and associations of associated memories be cleansed from their entire being to the quantum level with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and Nazareth that came in the flesh and sent to the lake of fire. Let these entanglements be replaced with...
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. So I'm going to go ahead, folks, and pick up kind of right where I was when I left this portion of the broadcast, as best as I can remember it, and run through the last few points with you. So, Father, I just ask that you would connect what was said before the break with what I'm now saying after the break in the name of Jesus Christ, and that it would all be received as one congruent prayer to impact and touch the lives of every person that is listening to this program or that will listen to this broadcast at any point. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Father, in your loving kindness, let all the following elements that were used in the development, manufacturing, and or preservation of all pathogens and vaccinations received be encapsulated in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Plant, fungi, mammal, fish, reptile, bird, insect, microorganism, and human components, synthetic and natural mRNA, RNA, and DNA, as well as all nanotechnology, heavy metal stabilizers, gelatin, antibiotics, adjuvants, carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, salts, acids, bases, culture media, and other toxins and chemicals. Let changes to any part of the body that were caused by any infection or vaccination be corrected and restored to your original design and function. Let all pathogenic priming and programming of inflammation, autoimmune disease, antibody-dependent enhancement, and cognitive behavior changes be cleansed from the immune system, mind, and body. Let the neuroplasticity of the nervous system engage in synaptic pruning to remove the neural connections that were damaged. Let the neural nets of all conditioned fear responses to disease and death be disengaged and destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let new neural pathways of love, power, and soundness be created in their place until the love of the Prince of Peace rules and reigns once again. Let the layers and additive adverse effects impacting the heart, soul, mind, strength, and body as a result of each vaccination received be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I command the power of all viruses, virus particles, and spike proteins being transmitted from vaccinated people to cease immediately in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. Let all adverse effects of transmitted pathogens and spike proteins, especially to the nervous, cardiovascular, hematologic, respiratory, and reproductive systems be arrested. Let the redemptive power of the Holy Spirit be applied until health and wholeness are restored. Let each spike protein be returned to the enemy's counterfeit crown and delivered to the...
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.